Councilor Lemos asked for an excused absence.
She's not eligible anymore. She already has two more than three absences.
No.
Marilyn Acacianos.
The record reflects
she has over three absences.
Asked for an excused absence.
She's not eligible either.
We shouldn't broad one ask for excuse absence, so
yeah. She's not eligible earlier.
I saw that for
so he already has three absences.
And Tony Cox asked for an excuse absence.
He dropped off the paperwork. The rule is for the previous 12 months. It doesn't matter whether you get reelected or not.
Well, if had he stayed for the roll call, it wouldn't have been necessary. I didn't see the. I read it, but I couldn't find Tony's request. Anybody got it?
Tony is not eligible. Either.
Okay, so then when you hear eligible, non-eligible, that's basically the determination that you have three excused absences within a 12-month calendar period. Is that correct?
You're not allowed to have excused absences once you have more three or more in the previous 12 months.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We need to acknowledge the presence of the manager.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Dwayne Bradley is present.
All right. Yes.
I would like to place on the agenda under new business a motion to address where and when we hold our April meeting.
April?
What April meeting? Where and when? What April meeting?
Board. This board.
Local Association Board.
So, what's the question about it?
I would like to put on the agenda the motion that I have passed out to everyone that addresses the possibility of meeting on a Saturday, either here or at the Montrose Library.
So is this proposal to change the date and location mm-hmm. of our regularly scheduled board
yes.
meeting?
Yes.
And where would you like to place this item?
New business.
I think that's appropriate. New business C.
Hansy. Take
your...
11C, Ted Westfield.
Now, that's worked very diligently to get to that point on the agenda, which I hope very much so.
I move that we accept tonight's agenda as amended.
Well, I think that's a little premature since you've gotten yours in. There may be others. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to move item 11A, which is 11B, which is my motion to have a discussion for 10 minutes about the NBC workshop, up to right behind, right after, that is, listener comment.
Now, are there any objections?
What is NBC?
That would be the invitation. The presentation was made last meeting to go out to a retreat area and have a...
Nonviolent communication.
Can I motivate that?
Free.
Well, first off, I want to see if there is an objection. If I can do that, it may not be any need to be motivated, and that would be expedited. Are there any objections?
What exactly are you asking?
Well, I want to refer and let the record reflect Mr. Phil Collins is present. And the question now is... Item 11B to be placed up to where?
Right after listener comments.
So I want a number.
8:30.
8A. That's how I speak. That's the best way to appropriate this. Give the number and where the location will be. 8A.
That's right.
Now, are there any objections?
So we're going to be having a discussion about...
About going to a retreat that was proposed last meeting. That is 10 minutes the gentleman has asked for. It was on the agenda, but he wants to move it up. Now, if I'm not hearing any objections, yes, ma'am. Are there any objections to moving this item up to 8A?
conversation.
Hearing none, so be it. Any additional items? Yes, ma'am.
I want a question, to clarify a question before we go over.
Okay.
To George and Deborah. Did you sign for running for public office?
No.
No, for the Republican, for the Green Party?
No. I have to decide this on Saturday.
Okay.
Well, for clarification purposes, because the PNB member is asking a public question that begs to the bylaws of the Pacifica National Board, and that is when you have declared candidacy for a public office, known or unknown, you have to resign the position of local station board member and Pacifica National Board member. So, for clarification purposes, that's what that question was about, and so that's moving forward. He said he'll make that decision sometime this weekend. Now, any additional agenda items? Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
There was something I emailed before the last meeting.
I recall that, and hey, it got lost in 25-day shuffle.
So there were two items. That shouldn't have been just and I guess you could put them under the work program. The spam that's being received and reported through LSP at KPFD.org, and you folks need to know something about that that's not clear from the emails. And then a date for an LSP orientation that we've been talking about for a long time.
And we can under the general manager's, under the chair's report, if we get to that at 6A for the conference. And we can put both 6A and 6B for the spam, even though I thought the spam ought to be sent to governance anyway, because that's where it's going to come out of as a policy.
Well,
but that's okay. We'll do B, and you'll have your discussion, and we'll be able to move and dispense it accordingly.
So spam is B?
Spam is 6B.
Okay.
And orientation conference is 6A. And I hope that. Well, we are at 7:22, so we spent 7 minutes approving this agenda. Can we move forward? Are there any objections to moving to item D? Okay. Now, the minutes were published on the email trail. You hopefully had an opportunity to review them. Should you not have had an opportunity to review all of them, we move minutes forward for the purpose of expediting and publishing them according to CPB and others. Should you find a correction in the future, submit the correction to the secretary, and the secretary will make the correction. But there's no need to hold up the publishing of these minutes, having had an opportunity to review them. Have you not taken that opportunity? You have a future opportunity to review them. Should we find a correction, submit the correction to the secretary, and then we're in compliance with CPB and EDU and CPB and everybody else. Now, having said that, we are now at...
I did have one correction that I sent.
We'll go right ahead.
I already sent Susan. She said she would correct it.
It'll be addressed. See how efficient and expeditious that can be?
Yeah.
So do I need to bring it now, Susan, or just one?
No, you said it, and what we would want now to know, they won't get published to the PNB probably the following month, so at least she has the time to make the corrections that your eyes see. 7 months from now, 10 months from now, you see something. It may get corrected, but it's going to be difficult to go to the archives and correct it.
I think that the secretary, when asked for the excuse absent today, she sent again the minutes. She said the corrected minutes was all the input from all of us. I don't know.
There's more since then.
Fine.
At least one. I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows she has a laborious work, so just keep correcting and keep correcting. But we've got something for the record. Yes, ma'am.
Approved?
The minutes are accepted, and the minutes are subject to correction, as always. KPFT recognition. Yes.
I want to recognize David Collinsworth from the Prison Service, one for being a crackerjack producer, and two for
help them put together a fundraiser on the, which you should all have a little poster for.
That's Electrolux?
No, this is the prison show.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's the day before the first Electrolux.
February 11th.
March 11th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's your assembly. That's a whole different thing. This is April 2nd.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's a prison show fundraiser.
This one here?
Prison show.
This one here?
No, that's a different one altogether.
All right, let's get on the same page.
The one poster.
Yeah, the one poster. All right. But he, you know, he's...
At the rehab, huh?
Yeah.
Broke the place.
Prison show goes to rehab.
That's pretty
cute. And it's apropos, I'm sure.
Whereas recognition, so we recognize. Any additional comments, Hank?
No, just if y'all
just
feel
buy
like,
some tickets, huh?
Yeah, buy some tickets, and if you feel the urge to post one of these somewhere, please do. If you need more, get a hold of me, and I can get you more.
I got a question. Is it entertainment?
Yes.
So these bands, Come Jam and Roger Dawson, Chaz and Plastic, and so on.
Yeah.
Those are the performers.
Yeah, there's yeah. I think there are 9 or 10 groups all together.
Well, what kind of music they play?
It's a pretty wide variety. Some of it's rock, some of it's country, some of it's blues, and some of it's, you know, a mixture of those things.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I'd like to...
Hold on. Any other questions on this? No other questions on this? Now you can go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this is at my church. This is at the Unitarian Fellowship on 1504 Wirt Road. The price will be $20 at the door. It starts at 7:30, and I wanted to say Boy Zimmerman is the funniest act on earth. I've seen him twice. I have 2 CDs. He is a wonderful comedian.
Mr. General Manager. Has Roy Zimmerman been featured on KPFT at any time in your knowledge?
Sure.
I thought so. I heard him. So, any questions? See, they don't have ticket prices on here.
$15
in advance.
Really small.
It's what now?
The print is really small.
Oh, I see. Boy, that's kind of good.
Better say it benefits the Peace Camp.
The Peace Camp.
It does. Underprivileged.
Well, at rehab, we have a lot of room.
Houston Peace and Justice.
Inside the backyard.
I can answer any questions if you want to talk to me afterwards about it. So.
About
I'll
this?
Be the one that passes those around.
Please?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're recognizing now. Recognition of any?
Yeah, I want to recognize all the staff, including all the programmers and the board operators, everybody else who really helped the fund drive. I mean, I know a lot of people put in a lot of extra time and effort and, you know, do a lot of cross-pitching and... appreciate all the extra work that all of you did. And people are not here for it.
I want to recognize Shannon McCurchy. Besides having a lovely voice on the air, she works from 6 to 7 doing the board for Dr. Simotas, and she has been staying until 7:30 to do the board for me without pay, and I greatly appreciate that. I also want to recognize Bob Gardner, who, also without pay, is now doing the board for my show.
Anyone else? On this side, I'm going to come around. On this side, any recognitions? Yes, sir.
I would like to acknowledge and memorialize Bill Bates, the longtime producer of the Sweet Nightmares program, who passed away. Since this last board meeting, memorial service was held back on the 28th of February, and he was buried the following day down in Rosenberg. If you're ever down Rosenberg right off the freeway and you see a big, colorful cemetery, look for a fresh plot. Bill's there. He'd love to see you, I'm sure. And there's a fundraiser, heavy metal, jam benefit for his family to cover funeral expenses down in Egret Bay off NASA. In the very near future, we've been running a lot of announcements about it here. so disposed to heavy metal music or just wanting to make a contribution to help his family out. That's coming up soon.
Any additional recognitions? I'd like to take the opportunity to recognize a friend of the station, Ms. Stephanie Coleman. She seems to be to come in the last year or two and work with Duane and Ernesto, and I've seen a couple of efforts and her work come to fruition. So I want to thank you, Duane, and Ernesto for embracing Ms. Stephanie Coleman from the Trey Magazine and partnering with the community in that sense, because I think that that's what it is about, building the organization. So I acknowledge both Duane and Ernesto for seeing the jewel and Ms. Stephanie Coleman, and Ms. Stephanie Coleman for stepping up and participating and contributing her talents to KPFT. All right, we are now at the consent items. That's item 3. We've allotted 20 minutes. I surely want y'all to help us expedite so that we can get to the full. We've got 2.5 hours to get to the full of the agenda, and it is full. So consent items are items that came out of committee unanimous, and therefore there is room, time for discussion at 20 minutes. That seems to be about 4 minutes on the average for each item, and you guys love to extend, so I don't see why you wouldn't extend on these. But the first one up is a motion to redress health care expenses. And I'd like for... these motions came out of
finance.
The Finance Committee. So the Finance Chair, I'd like for you to handle
is
this.
Is there anyone who didn't get an emailed copy of the motion? Everybody got an email copy of the motion?
I have email problems.
I just wanted to add some printouts just in case somebody...
Yeah, I've got another one down there. Two more.
Yeah, that would be really nice with scissors.
They come in two pieces.
Scissors are for bands. We announce the arrival of Teresa Allen. Not present. Allen, present.
Now, how many members are currently present?
17.
No.
Those of you who do have the item in front of you, please read them. And if I could use the time
for the purpose of which of you?
Okay, y'all have them? Anybody? Okay, anyone else? You need them? You need them. You need them. All right. Given the difficult financial situation of the foundation, the Finance Committee requests that the PNB directors of KPFT bring a motion to the PNB to create a task force to include the CFO and ED to investigate the means of reducing health care expenses while respecting the welfare of our employees. Anyone else? All right, I think we can get to the business of it, Mr. Chair. Mr. Finance Chair, are you going to
obviously
explain it?
The motivation is simply that our current health care that we are providing is extremely expensive and unsustainable for the foundation. What was also brought up in the meeting was that because it's such a Cadillac called package, we're actually going to end up having to pay extra fees on top of another. I'm not sure exactly how that comes out because I'm not the person that presented it. But we're going to end up having to pay even more than we're paying now because we're offering so much because the new system tends to penalize that. So that's basically the gist of it, is that we have an unsustainable healthcare system in place right now that we cannot afford, and this is the direction that healthcare is going present. And all we're doing, all this motion is doing is asking the PNB to set up an exploratory task force to find us some good alternatives that will still provide health care for our employees, but more reasonable, kind of what most people are used to.
Mr. Chair, I'd like for Mr. Ryder and myself to speak on this matter since it is an item that I brought up the past 18 months. Having 36 years in the insurance business, specifically in health insurance. And it was my concern, given the financial situation of Pacifica, particularly, and KPFT especially, that we were spending an inordinate amount of our limited resources on what is described as health care benefits. Some of you may or may not know that over 50% of our budget is healthcare expenses, employee benefits, and salaries, which is not unusual for a corporation. But we have a 100% plan, which has been proven to not be sustainable in most industries for the last 10 to 20 years, and we're the dinosaur that's holding on to it, and we probably can afford it the least in terms of a corporation or as it relates to employees. So it was my suggestion that we took advantage last year and at least did a study to find out what the cost for each employee would be to go out into the markets, which was created by the ACA, commonly known as Obamacare. Subsequently, what most of our employees don't know and their pushback to coming into the 21st century with benefits is that the ACA will kick in a tax, which is called a premium tax, for individuals that have what is described as luxury plans. And a 100% plan would be, by most descriptions, be considered a luxury plan. So it's only 8% of the nation of employees who are covered by benefits have a 100% plan. About 92% of all people either have an 80-20 or somewhere in between. So what I'm suggesting is that our employees have to come to understand that as a corporation, we're going deeper and deeper in the hole trying to sustain the 100% concept, but that we must be compassionate enough to at least try to create a bridge where there are what is called bronze plans in the ACA, there's what is called gold plans, and there are what is called silver plans, which is what 80% of most folk go after, because it will pay for the high-end things that requires you to pay for some of the low-end things. So I suggested a stipend to employees that would release us of the high liability that we have and then allow the employees to go out with that stipend, whatever amount budgeting determine that it is, say it's $500, $600 a month. But unless we do a study of our own as ACA and go and see what it costs for a family, a 65-year-old employee with a wife and maybe a grandchild, I'm not sure, but those are the kinds of things you've got to look at. But in the end, it's trying to save the finances of the corporation, but not on the backs and the expense of not providing some level of health care for employees that have become accustomed to health care in the corporation.
Well, I don't know much about the details of the finances, but it seems to me that this is certainly something worth looking into, and I assume that if it's written as a proposal, that's our PNB representatives, if they're willing to carry it forward, so I think if they just say how they feel about it, we can be done with this.
I don't know who I was talking with, but someone pointed out to me, and maybe they deserve the credit, maybe they don't even want it, but it was suggested to me by them that this probably will get lost when it gets to the PNB. And so, if there's some way we could amend this motion so that we would actually create our own task force, whether it would include the CFO and the ED, or whether it would include perhaps Dwayne Bradley, our general manager, and the CFO. But if we were to carry out what we're proposing here, maybe we could not only pass this on to the PNB, but also give them a strong indication of the work we've done that might make it easier for them to implement what's suggested here. I don't want to get into a long debate over this matter. Maybe it has to go back to committee, but if nobody objects to that, then I'm making the essence of what I just said an amendment.
Second.
May I?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Last year in the finance committee, I asked to create a work group to investigate this issue. At the end of this year, of 2015, I think that I have some of the other stations, and I'm still not having all the information, but I think that it's very important that we go to that, like Wayne said, but I think there's point. I mean, the PNB is running one fire after another, and I believe that we can, well, this example, we can make it that group here, we can show how to do things, and then we can present it. Any of the PMB members can present it to the PMB, showing how it's being done and it's possible, and what are the difference. Because if we send it to the PMB, I agree that it needs to be done, but I'm not that sure when.
Okay. All right. Ms. Passanere, let's see.
Bill, I guess this is a point where I support it, but you know, if we're going to be discussing or amending it, we really should move it down to the committee reports instead of having it consent.
Bill, next.
The consent items are supposed to be presented without any discussion or amendments, so if we're going to need to discuss it, we should just move this down to the committee reports.
Next.
He said.
Okay, I'm getting a... Right. Let's just say. All right. Yes, sir.
I don't promise any results, but I will... discuss or bring to the attention of the Healthcare for All Texas organization to see if we have any individuals within the membership who have any suggestions towards this problem. As you know, Healthcare for All Texas is a subset of Healthcare Now nationally working for single-payer healthcare.
I frankly don't think they would have.
Well, I'm not. I say, in case anybody has any suggestions, I just want to communicate that we're a lot of concerns.
Well, this is an internal fiscal issue. It's that's all it really is. It's a fiscal direction, whether we can afford it, whether we can't, where we go. So that's got to be decided within us.
Well, you did say you're looking for alternatives in terms of providers or something like that.
Now, we know what the alternatives are, Mr. Burham. The alternatives are we keep what we're doing, which is paying 100%, or we change our offering to ACA, or we just don't provide health care. Those are the three options we have.
I'm for passing this right now. I think that we have a CFO that looks like he wants to tackle problems, and I've brought it up several times when I was on the national board, and the only reason I thought it couldn't be handled was because, like, we were between EDs and we had a new CFO coming in. So I think I think that the head of the finance committee should spearhead this effort. Mm-hmm. So
here, here. Yes, ma'am.
I'm definitely for passing it, and if you need to talk to Irving Williams, she works with the Healthcare for All Texans group.
Again, we need to talk internally. Any other additional comments coming around here?
Yeah,
I'm coming around. Go ahead.
Okay. And pass what our research, our results, or our opinions to the other four stations.
I'm sorry, the question?
No, I agree. I agree with this. We're just repeating, aren't we?
We're redundant, but we need to
and
hear
that we
it
pass
again.
Our results not just to the PNB but to the other stations.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Right. As a matter of fact, I'm keeping note here. You actually have spoken on this issue. Governor Rouse, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to comment that, you know, one of the sticking points that's prevented us from making any budgetary changes that would affect savings related to health care coverage for staff members and the full coverage for all families of covered staff members is that we're tied to the other stations, and they are contractually obligated to provide that because every place except Houston is under a union contract, two of which are up for renewal this year.
That's what I needed to hear. Yeah. Finally got a date. Just any other additional comments? I may come back to you, but you have spoken. Yes, sir.
I've got some friends that got me my insurance at a really good rate that work with HCA, and I might have to get them to come into the station on a day and just have the employees go in personally with them. And
I've asked for that.
The price.
Maybe the general manager and you can get together, because that will give us a benchmark as to what the cost outside there is, at least in the Houston market. Yes, sir. Well, George, actually, you've spoken on this issue. In fact, you've spoken on this issue twice. So now, I would like as...
I have a point of information.
What is your point of information?
What's in front of us? Is it the amendment that Ted made?
Mm-hmm.
So we're discussing that amendment?
I believe we ought to go to Mr. Crozier's suggestion, which is since this isn't consent, we move it to the appropriate place.
That was my next point.
Okay, well,
just pass
I think
it now
without any
amendments.
Objections. Go ahead.
The only objection I'd like to make, just from hearing the comments around the room, I think we, unless somebody feels that an amendment is in order, I think we should vote to approve it straight up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You couldn't
get
it out of committee, but you brought it here.
So is anyone willing to call the question?
I'm sorry, point of order. Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Bill made the point that a consent motion either passes unanimously or it's referred back to the main agenda. This is clearly not going to be unanimous. I'm going to vote against the amendment. So, although I think the original motion was fine, there needs to be discussion about this. If we want to do that, we need to do it in proper order, which is to move this back on the agenda to the report from the Finance Committee where we can discuss it in detail.
Just a
point
of information.
Yes.
If we had no second for the amendment, then can't we just vote on it now?
Yes.
I move we vote on it now. Without the amendment.
The amendment?
The amendment didn't get a second.
What was the amendment?
The amendment was from Ted.
I seconded it.
Oh.
Oh, you did?
What was the amendment?
Okay, well, the chair has made a determination that the item 3A is going to item 7B.
Okay.
3A is now with 7B. Let's go forward. 3B. We are on 3B now. LSB remind GM of current standing PMB motion on a hiring freeze. Mr. Chair.
Is anyone who is not familiar with this, the PMB motion, if you can get a copy of it and email it to them, have the paper copies if you want.
What is the date? October
22nd.
PMB decided hiring freeze. What year?
Well, October 2nd, 2014. Let's not get caught up in the minutia of dates. Let's deal with the motion that's before us.
Again, in the Finance Committee, I made out the arrival of Susie Marino.
Okay, Hank, I got you. Let the record reflect Susie Marino has arrived.
I'm so noted.
And now we are on a stack reset. Nobody has spoken on this issue. So we're on 3B, which is to remind the GM of current standing PMB motion on hiring freeze, Mr. Finance Chair.
Again, this was brought up in the Finance Committee. The concern was to make sure that the general manager is in compliance with the directive and has because the recent hirings, we didn't see any evidence that the ED or PME was referred, and I'm sure that we'd like to see that these directives have been carried out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I read the language. The language is the LSB remind the general manager of the current standing PMB motion on hiring freeze. That's the subject of this matter. I remind them. Now, I did see some hands on discussion. I saw Hank first. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, I helped pass this in October 2014, and since then, all five stations have hired. So, effectively, it's been made moot for literally since that year by the actions of the entire network. Every single station is hired.
Okay, Ms. Castaneri?
Well, the first thing that they want to remind all of us, that like every emotions, as every law, is not pick and choose. Emotions are mandatory. Somebody said that other station hire people, probably. I cannot tell you for sure, because you can hire people, but there are certain specifications that things that you need to follow to be authorized. That doesn't mean. It means that somebody can read the motion. But I can remind everybody that I personally talked to the general manager about these issues when we have our finance committee meetings last year. When I asked for, we were asking for the employees and the hiring date, I was told that the last hiring was in 2014. That wasn't. And the general manager, anybody that saw the report of the management selection review, we have it in all the meetings and in the evaluation of the general manager. That is one of the points that he used a phrase that is easier to be forgive, to get forgiveness, the permission, and people are being hired. The general manager asked me in one of our conversations in KPFT in 2014 about this, and I said specifically, is everything included? It's not that if you, somebody left, or somebody, you need to fill up a position that was open already, that doesn't matter. This is still being a hiring freeze and need to comply with all of these details. The general manager knows too that the interim executive later remind them that this is still in place, and I think it's not any discussion. We cannot change here something that the PMB already passed and is a motion, but we need to be sure that everybody is on the same page. That's why it's a reminder of that motion.
Now, that was a minute and a half, so anyone who wants to speak opposite, that would be against this motion, a minute and a half.
Yes, sir. Just remind everybody that, you know, the motion also said that...
Are you speaking against the motion or for the motion?
Against the motion.
Okay, go ahead.
The implication is that the GM might be hiring people without approval. The motion says, I wasn't on the PMB then, but as I understand it, it said you can't hire new people without approval from the ED or ID. But, you know, nobody gets paid on the payroll without going through the national office. They have to be entered in the payroll to get approved one way or the other that way. I don't know if Dwayne specifically picked up the phone and said, I need to replace these two people that have left, but I know two hires that were made to replace people. And as Hank said, every station has that problem. KPFA has even hired, created new positions, even though they're having one of the worst financial problems at all right now. And so you just need to understand the context. And so I don't think the motion is necessary.
Is it context?
Well, the floor is Mr. Crozier's. Are you finished, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, next. Yes, sir.
I also would speak in opposition because the language does not seem to be clear as stated, as I understood it, that you could hire a replacement for someone who had a functional position. So if it was worded to say that no new positions could be created or you couldn't hire additional, you know, I might approve it, but I don't understand it to be worded that way. So I don't feel we need to remind the manager of this because I question the validity of it anyway. Enough said.
Okay, next.
Susan's gone.
I believe Cliff was trying to get in.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying. It was not wrong to hire somebody, or it was wrong?
Well, if the chairman...
Either he had no authority to hire somebody, or he did.
I heard a question in that matter. So, as the chair, let me refer you to item 3B. And it's pretty simple. It's not taking any punitive action. It's not directing the manager to do anything. It is a simple LSB reminds GM of current standing PNB motion on a hiring freeze. That's all it states. Now, what do you want to read into it? You can, but it states that the LSB remind the GM of current standing PNB motion on a hiring freeze. Doesn't implicate anybody. Doesn't demand anything from anybody. Doesn't require anything of anybody. It's basically LSB saying there's a hiring freeze on. We just want to remind you. Didn't go back and try to go back to record and tell him none to hire somebody. So, to answer your question, it is none action here. It is just a reminder of the GM that there is, in fact, and nobody disagreed, it's on record, there is a hiring freeze that was issued by the PNB. It is. Okay. Cliff, you still have the floor.
It seems like some people are hiding behind it. Some people are trying to use it as a political tool. I mean, I just think somebody needs to make up their mind. If other stations are hiring, and you know that for a fact, then why do you expect KPLT not to?
All right. Anyone who hasn't spoken on this issue? Yes. Susie?
On that statement, if other stations are hiring and there is a freeze, it doesn't mean because somebody jumps into the lake that everybody's going to jump just because of that.
There's a standing rule, and that's the way it has to be.
Everyone should be abiding by it, not just us, but all the other stations.
I have a question.
Okay, question?
Since he's sitting right here, hasn't he just actually reminded him now that we have a hiring freeze?
Oh, but let's make it official.
It's not in the official record.
Okay.
Unless you vote on it.
Okay.
And it you know, so that's just the purpose of this item. And if I hear, yes, I've heard from you, Hank.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from you, Doug.
I just want to enforce that a reminder is just a reminder. And let's move on.
Any additional comments, questions? Anyone call the question? Yes.
I know we have chaos at the national level, and we've had an interim executive directors, and we've had a director since then, since this was passed. And there seems to be, you know, some unfair disparities with how this original resolution was passed. I mean, I think that the national board needs to be reminded that we should equally enforce this. I'll vote for this, but perhaps I would push in finance committee that we send a reminder to the national board to review what they've approved prior and enforce it evenly.
So what I'm hearing here is that there are some objections to passing this motion. Having understood that, I'm now going to reclassify item 7B to 7B1, and this item from item 3B to item 7B2. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, yes, ma'am.
I want to remind everybody that the hiring freeze doesn't mean.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to find out. Right now, we're not going to discuss this any further until we come back to it, because I've spent more time on these two items, and they didn't go anywhere, and they're supposed to be consent items, so that's not really expedited. My job tonight is to expedite. Hear you, give you fair hearing, but expedite. Now, at this point, we are at another consent item. Yes,
yes, sir.
Oh, I went back to the other one.
Chair, 8 o'clock.
Well, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm tired. My hands are tired. We are going to public comment at this point. We ought to get one going. I know we don't have one. Can I see the hands of those who would like to speak to the station board tonight?
I do.
Okay, go ahead. Right to And while they are preparing that list, members, I do want you to know that we only have, what, an hour and a half left with about 2.5 hours worth of work. So it's good for us to hear each other. It's good for us to be able to speak to the issues we want to speak to, but we're not getting anything done. So now I think we have three individuals, since you signed the list first, so that we're not wasting any minutes because they're precious. Let's go ahead and hear from the first speaker and have me the list when it's completed, please. We're at 8:01. I have three speakers. Ms. Starrs.
How many minutes is that?
As right now, you can have up to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Should you choose not to take 10 minutes, that would be appreciated.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, once again, thank you. Grateful to be here, and thank you all for being here. Karen Starrs. And if I'm not speaking on this, let me know.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to be.
Thank you. I'm with Houston Nonviolent Communication. And I was here last time. I wanted to also speak to the gift that we offered of the retreat. I've seen that some of you are unable to come in the emails, and a lot of people haven't responded. But as we are pursuing this, I was driving here thinking, you know, why am I driving from Galveston here for these meetings on rainy nights? And what is the importance to me? And I just remember, you know, going through my undergrad and my grad school, listening to Pacifica on the way to school every day. And it was really enriching and important to me. And the people that ran it, and knowing that it was run on passion and run on energy and contribution and inclusion by everybody, was something that really kept me going. And so when I was invited, when we were invited to come to KPFT and talk, and then I came to the last meeting, I left really sad, because the feeling and the energy in the meeting was one of a conflict. And I didn't sense that there was joy around the table by the people that were here. And our work is to hopefully do things in this world joyfully, especially when we're volunteering or holding up one of the last institutions or vestiges for education and awareness and volunteerism and service. So we are offering you this huge gift to come and spend a day learning a different way to communicate with each other, to actually remember what you already know, that the best place for us to be is in an atmosphere of natural giving and receiving, where we all love to be. And if we go to our memories in our life, the happiest memories are when we are giving to each other and giving to other individuals. And that's just the essence of human nature. So I'm here, I'm available. I didn't print enough, these only printed six. But I'd like to, how many, to have a minute to read this? A minute or two?
Yes.
Okay. This is just something I read often, and I'll give this to the first six of you that want it. It's called 10 Things You Can Do to Contribute to Internal, Interpersonal, and Organizational Peace. One is spend some time each day quietly reflecting on how you would like to relate to yourself and others. Two, remember that all human beings have the same needs.
somewhat lean on.
Three, check your intention to see if you are as interested in others getting their needs met as your own. Four, when asking someone to do something, check first to see if you're making a request or a demand.
Would
you
like to?
Okay.
Okay. I was stuck in traffic. Which one am I? Jerry Rich.
Number five, instead of saying what you don't want someone to be, say what you do want the person to do. Instead of saying what you don't want someone to do, say what you do want that person to do. Six, instead of saying what you want someone to be, say what action you'd like the person to take that you hope will help the person be that way. Seven, before agreeing or disagreeing with anyone's opinions, try to tune into what the person is feeling and needing. Eight, instead of saying no, say what need of yours prevents you from saying yes. Nine, if you're feeling upset, think about what need of yours is not being met and what you could do to meet it, instead of thinking about what's wrong with others or yourself. And 10, instead of praising someone who did something you like, express your gratitude by telling the person what need of yours the action met. So that's really all I have to say right now. Thank you. Six of these.
Okay. Six of these printed. Five now. I'll put them in. Okay.
I would like to take one.
Did we agree that this function is going to be on March 19th?
It's set, period. So you either can attend or not.
Did you say the 19th?
Yes.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Because at the last meeting, I specifically said that March 19th was not a good date.
You read out the run, did I? Okay. I won't try that last thing.
It's
on you.
I really wasn't going to speak this time until I heard this comments about a hiring freeze. And since there are, when someone quits and there are openings, that makes more work for everybody else. So my suggestion would be for the board to line up and give one day a month. Each of you give one day to do the job of the person that you don't want hired to replace. You don't want somebody hired to replace them. So that would sign you all up one day a week.
I could do more at show.
Yeah, I don't think you want some of us up
there. That's if you don't want somebody hired for a job. You don't want some. You want a spot.
I want the station to have the money to pay for the job.
Next speaker would be Rhonda, and then Dr. Kate.
Okay. I came to ask and inquire and make a comment about two specific things, and then in listening to the meeting, I'd like to comment if there's time on some of the things that y'all have been talking about. The main thing that I want to speak to is I have, since the beginning of the new year, listened to all of the PNB meetings in their entirety. With that said, I am extremely concerned about the way KPFT's PNB members voted in those meetings. And I'm speaking specifically to the issue of excluding WBAI from having representation. I have done a lot of homework about that and talked to a lot of people about it, including Wesley, Adriana, if you can raise your hand if I've talked to you about it, Bill. Okay. And I feel like because three of our members, Adriana, Venetia, and Wesley, voted to exclude WBI and representation and to include what could possibly be illegal seatings of affiliate members. The only thing that I'm saying here that I think that is subjective is it's interesting to me that these votes gave the majority faction power. So it seems a little, so that causes a little suspect to me. The bottom line is this. Any PNB meetings or work that comes out of any meetings that anybody's going to spend their time on, they're illegal meetings. So what needs to happen is whoever that would be, and I don't know, that would be up to the Pacifica National Board or the chair of this board or our general manager to facilitate it, but you guys need to figure out what you got to do to get WBAI to make quorum and have representation, because anything that you're doing is time wasted. I am going to make a personal... I still can't understand, whenever I have Wesley Adriana explain to me why they made the decisions to vote the way they did, I still don't understand it. But that's neither here nor there. I want to move beyond it. So you guys got to figure out a way to get WBAI to have representation. I would suggest that you remove these affiliate candidates, because in the research that I've done on that, it appears as though there were deadlines missed, there was lack of communication about the opportunities, and that should probably be completely revisited. Votes on the PNB matter. Matter. A lot. And these affiliates don't seem like they have any business being on there. Okay, and then with regards to what things were discussed here, I have a real concern and would appreciate it if someone here could guide me as to how I can educate myself on what an excused absence is and how they're approved or disapproved. Because a lot of people seem to miss a lot of meetings. I noticed Dwayne mentioning, or when y'all were doing the roll call over there, and y'all made reference to some people who were not here, and something about, can you help me here, Dwayne, Mark? Like,
they
for example,
were not eligible.
Tony's gone,
they,
not here.
They were not, well, I can help you out by saying what you have heard was they were not eligible for a requested excused absence because they have already expended the allotted excused absence that the board gives under
so then
the
what, so then what comes next?
They're absent, and after four absences, they're gone. Three absences, they're gone.
Okay. So I can talk to you about that.
Yes.
I can send you, okay, to understand that better. Okay. All right. The other thing that I would say about the health care, I think it'd be a really good idea and would be received a lot better. I know that there's been discussion of it for a while. Staff somewhat knows that there's been a discussion of it, but I would think that if you guys were to be very transparent about the process of looking into this, to where the employees can feel like they have an input, you know what I mean? Or at least can say, hey, I checked out this plan or that. In other words, make them feel included in, I just think that might be just a good spirit to go at it with. I definitely think that the benefits probably, definitely from what I know of them, they need to be changed. As far as the hiring freeze goes, I knew that there was a hiring freeze, but I did not know that that meant to replace people who leave. So I would suggest that this board get with the PNB and or the executive director or whoever, and you guys need to define that specifically, especially if all the other stations are doing it. So that's one thing that's kind of strange about Pacifica is just
that motion.
Make a policy and then enforce it. So, all right. And then the last thing that I would comment on is...
Can
copy
that motion?
She's talking.
Right ahead.
The last thing I'd like to comment on is I'm curious to know what the status is on the search for an executive director. As far as I know, the executive director was an interim, Lydia Brazon, and her seat was up January 31st. And... I've looked into that as well, and I have found that it doesn't appear that anyone is searching to hire an executive director. It is not posted on the website. So that seems to me like that would be really important business for you guys, too. executive director ASAP. Thank you.
We thank you for your input.